K-State Nation, what's up? Eddie Greer hosting another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Coming to you this women's basketball edition on Sunday, July 27th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast here. Getting straight into it, folks. Women's basketball. News came out. This happened just a couple of days ago. Want to say back on Friday, I didn't read it until on Friday night, but K-State Women's Basketball, Jeff Mitty, of course, want to see some new players, new characters in the mix this year. Upcoming year for the Women's Basketball team, just signed another player, new player, to this year's upcoming roster in that in Belgium's, which we'll see if we can get it close here, Natsha Klaassens. That's close enough. Natsha Klaassens from Belgium has signed with K-State officially back on Friday. Information on Klaassens. She's a forward and recently played on the Belgium senior national team to win for her country the 2025 FIBA, the FIBA Women's Year of Basketball last month. She saw action in six of those games. Well, I don't know how many. Well, that's probably how many Team Belgium played, but she saw action. We're going to go ahead and say she saw action in all of those games, averaging 5 points a game, 52% shooting from the field, 42% shooting from downtown. Oh, excuse me. Two rebounds and 0.2 assists there as well. She was a member of the 2025 FIBA Women's Euro Basketball qualifiers there. Well, actually, she was a member of that team as well, I'm playing all four games in that as well. Klaassens already on her resume also has Olympic experience as well. 2024 Belgian national team at the Paris Olympics and played in two of those games. She aided her home country in qualifying for the Olympics during the 2024 FIBA Women's Olympic qualifying tournament, where she saw three games in that tournament there as well. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, women's basketball episode, signing addition to the roster, Natsha Klaassens, onto this upcoming year's Jeff Mitty's team. You already have some studs on there already. Again, this is going to be a whole different roster than we have seen. Now, there's still holdovers still. Obviously, what pops the top, our girl, Taryn Sides. But everybody else is new to the team. So this is going to be something, man. You're adding another, well, you're replacing another foreigner with a foreigner. I didn't expect to say that here on a Sunday. Oh, this will come out tomorrow. And we might be quietly start to post episodes twice a day here starting this week. So be on the lookout. That's why I tell y'all, everyday podcast, we don't just stick with football, because there's other sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas that are going to get going here shortly. And I know women's basketball is only a couple months away, but at the rate we're going here, it's going to be here before we know it. Yes, we're going to see, again, new player, new cast of characters for Jeff Mitty's team. And the follow-up, they have a lot. These cast of characters, they're going to have a lot to follow. But again, they're going to have to do it in their own way. It's going to be fascinating to see how these puzzles fit, including Natsha Klaassens from Belgium there. More on her. She was selected last April in the third round in the 30th overall pick in the 2024 WNBA draft by the Washington Mystics. As an international player, she was automatically eligible for the WNBA draft. Interesting there. And that came on her 20th birthday there. But, however, Klaassens did not sign with Washington to keep her options open. Hey, we've seen that now. Not just women's basketball, but obviously men's as well. You keep your options open. If you want to come back to school, you do that. And that's what Natsha did there. Back in 2023, she played four games for the women's Eurobasket FIBA U20 team. Just under 10 points a game, 2.3 rebounds, 2 assists a game there for the FIBA Women's Euro Basketball Basket qualifiers there as well. And then 2023 U20 Women's European Championship, Klassen's put up, damn, 16.5 points per game, almost 7 rebounds, and averaged just 4 assists in 6 games there as well. So, look, and the beat goes on here. This is her first taste. This is her first taste of American soil, other than getting drafted. Because, and remember, look, I just told you on this sheet of paper that I took notes on this. She got drafted, but did not play. She wanted to come back, leaving her options open, and she decided to come to K-State. How about this? So, you're getting another score in Klassen's as well. So, you're getting another weapon there as well to an already different cast of characters for this team. And let me see if I can do something a little bit off the rip. This is the Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. Nashda Klassen signed with K-State back on Friday. And when y'all listen to this, it'll be last Friday when she signed to, not next year, this year's roster there as well. Let me see if I can get that here, if it's going to let me. Of course not. Yeah, they don't have this year's roster yet. So, let me see if I can go over to K-State's new play. Let's just type that in here real quick here on this Leisure Sunday here. Let me see here. K-State signing women's basketball. Let me see. Basketball signees here. Oh, no. Come on. That's not how you spell that. What are we doing here? Let's see. There we go. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Yeah! So here we go. With some of the players. Well, really, majority of players outside of Terrence Sides. We know her, right? Refresh y'all's memory, because we're going to have to do that anyway. When we get to women's basketball, right? Jordan Spicer. We know that name, right? She's played in McDonald's All-American game. She was in part of the three-point shooting contest. She's gonna be something. Anya Foy, she was one of the top players in the transfer portal. Brandi Harold, Virginia Tech. Gina Garcia-Safont, we mentioned her a little bit, I believe, earlier this summer, right? Janessa Cotton, I remember, we did an episode on her. Janessa Cotton, transfer from Duke. And recently, obviously, you have, on this episode, Nashda Klassen from Belgium, right? Izalia Arenas, woo, yeah, we talked about her. Daughter, Gilbert Arenas' daughter. Yep, got her on the team. Ramiya White. Yep. Wait, hold up. Brandi Harold. So no, I got that wrong. Yeah, what? It's White. Yeah, Ramiya White is from Virginia Tech. Damn it. Brandi Harold is also on that team as well. So yeah, let me see if it's on there. Yeah, she's a 4-star recruit. For coming from Putnam City North High School in Oklahoma. So that's some of the players right there. I keep saying it. I say it for the men's basketball team. I'm going to say it here. And it's no. It's same thing applies with Jeff Mitty this year with his squad. All these pieces got to fit. We're going to find out. After the legends of. Oh, boy. Ayoka Lee, Serena Sundell, the Glenn Twins. The list goes on, right? So, this squad got some big shoes to fill. Obviously, this team coming off of a Sweet 16 performance, or appearance, as you say, there as well. So, you're getting another talented forward in Nashda Klassen, an international talent from Belgium, added to this a late move. There from Jeff Mitty there in his staff there. So congratulations there for Jeff Mitty and his team, and you're adding another talented international player to your team. And again, it's fascinating roster on paper. Again, with Terrence Sides on there, of course you have the other person as well. I can't think of her name right now. Damn it, who's been with the team for a couple years that hasn't seen the court that much. So, hey, I see what it is. I say how it is. But, yeah, so we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're still a couple months from basketball on both the men's and women's basketball side of things. But that was big news coming out of women's basketball there. A late signee there from Belgium. Nasha Klaassen's there. Talented international player, obviously, from Belgium there. As Jeff Mitty looks to pretty much, I don't know how close he is to wrapping up his roster for this year, but gotta be pretty damn close at this point. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you do subscribe to this everyday podcast there for more coverage. And where are, when you listen to this, it'll be on Monday night, and we're gonna quietly begin to post episodes back to its regular scheduled program. And usually, sometimes, we post two episodes, and it's going to be that time where we're going to be posting left and right. So be on the lookout for that. And obviously, we count you down to Kansas State, Iowa State, Farmageddon, Dublin Island edition in 2025, August 23rd, as well. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast on Nat app, Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast over there. And of course, pass the word to all the K-State fans out there, including incoming freshmen, about the Pro Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode, once again, of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.